Blog Talk Radio.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to Geico today.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? What's happening with you? You just faded away. Hold on. You there? Say something. Yeah, well, I was just wondering, man, let's get on with this show, because it's some things I want to learn, too, man, because I ain't never had no good luck in no nightclub, because I was always the shy guy and shit.
Oh, well, then, we don't have to talk.
Where y'all going?
What you say?
They laughing in the background. That ain't funny. That's tragic. Your brother goes to the nightclub, spend his money, go home by himself.
Hey, Lady Joy, you ever met one of them type of dudes who, when he come to the nightclub and he buy a drink, he just feel like he's supposed to talk to you all night?
Sure, you're right.
Hold on. I see somebody else with their hand up. 813, you're in the room. What's good?
Hey, it's Passion on the line. Yes,
well,
for sure. That's my favorite topic. because you're kind enough and generous enough to want to buy a lady a drink is no reason to take her over for sure all night. No, you can get to know someone and, you know, make plans for, you know, connecting with them at another time or something if you feel gelling. But a lot of times women come there, they're with their girlfriends, they're, you know, they're trying to mix and mingle, you know, among the whole club, and they get, you know, taken over because they accept somebody's kindness.
Okay, hold on. I think Reg wants to respond to that. Hold on. Reg, go ahead and say something, brother.
No, man, I think that's K. Diddy. I'm gonna put him on. I'm trying to orchestrate this switchboard over here. K. Diddy, that's you?
I just want to know how long the man is allowed at that point. I mean, would you give him, like, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, or what?
No, of course not. I mean, it can be enough for a dance, you know, just whatever you feel is comfortable. If you start seeing them looking around, looking over your head, you know, talking about they have to go to the ladies' room, that's saying, you know, okay, you know, we've communicated enough. So you got to kind of go in there. If your intention in buying someone a drink is to go in there and make a connection with them, you got to kind of go in there, get their name, you know, and tell them, you know, that you'd be interested in checking them out at a later time or something so that when they're ready for you to go, you're not behind the eight ball and haven't gotten the information that you need.
Okay, hold on. I think
that's why I don't do that shit. If I buy him a drink, I'd be wanting to stay with me like 3 weeks and shit.
Hold on. 481, you on. Go on and say something. You had your hand up.
That's me, man. It's like, I think if you buy a beer, a cognac could probably get you more time than a beer will, I think. To get some pumping on.
Oh man. Okay, first of all, let me say this. As I'm reading out of the book, Player Safety Game, one of the first things I write in this chapter about nightclub etiquette is be tactful in your approach. Never seem thirsty, desperate, just hitting on everything moving in a tight skirt or a dress. Be selective. It's a numbers game, and rejection is a part of the game. K. Diddy just confirmed what I'm writing about. He straight said if he buy her a drink, 3 weeks minimum is what he needs.
K. Diddy. K. Diddy. This is loyalty.
Yes. How you doing, Lady Loyalty? Go on and respond to that.
I just wanted to state, K. Diddy, then you need to not go to nightclubs if you think that a drink is entitling you to 3 weeks with somebody's company.
Oh, I don't go. I don't.
Yeah. Press one and you can talk. Call them on your phone. You can maybe hear better.
It's rough out there. Drinks cost a lot of money. They sell $8 now.
Oh, y'all ain't right. You equating that with rent or mortgage?
Yeah.
How much rent you can get on a month?
This is a recession.
That's clowning tonight.
Hold on.
Why are y'all laughing? What is so funny?
There's something wrong with that boy, George. But anyway, the rules of kind of player plays, we need to put this out there. When you call the number, you have something to say, press the number one. We'll acknowledge you. You come in so we all don't over-talk each other. And for any new listeners, I see a lot of numbers lighting up the board. Please forgive K. Diddy. He ain't all there.
he definitely is not that.
Hold on. We got some new listeners in the room.
Bring them in. I got people from all over that's calling in, so bring them in.
Because they might just press the number one if you have something to say. It's cool if you just want to listen to us. We thank you so much for your company. You're on Can a Player Play with K. Diddy, Lady Joy, Reg, and, of course, your boy Pretty Tony. And, of course, you know, we got our regular ladies, Passion and Loyalty, on here with us, too. 813, you got your hand up. You wanted to say something?
Yes, all I was going to say is nightclubs is what you make it. Everybody's coming in there for something different. And just as K. Diddy was talking about, if he pays just $9 for a woman, he wants to be able to hold on to her for 3 weeks. That could be possible.
That's
if he's the right individual. But if he gets rejected because he ran into a sister that says, at Tops, I'm going to give you till I finish this drink, you know, then he's got to move on. Just like there's some men that come in there looking for a wife, some women in there looking for a husband, some people looking for someone to go to bed with for the night. You know, it's a meat house. It's all kinds of things. It's each person is coming in there looking for what they're looking for. Exactly.
Absolutely. We all have a different agenda when we go up in the club. And, you know what I mean, it's cool because it's a social environment. Hold on. I think Dr. Mandrake is up in here with us. Dr. Mandrake, what's good?
I'm here. I'm with
you wanted to say something?
I'm going around. No, I'm just coming in letting you know I'm here.
All right, brother. All right. Hold on. Stay on point, Dr. Mandrake. Let me go on and hold on. I got a few people here. 561, you wanted to say something. Hold on. Let me let you on up in here. Go ahead, 561. Call the 561.
Oh, Pretty Tony, this is just royalty. I was just listening to what Passion was saying. And, yeah, there's a lot of people that go in there for a lot of different reasons. And if the focus was on what it is, what you want, hopefully you'll be able to achieve that without offending somebody by tying them up the whole night for a drink.
Yeah, because they buy you a drink that they can just hold your attention all night long. It ain't that kind of party.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I said it. What?
Yeah, you definitely put it out there. But you know what? You know what I mean?
What?
Before you accept that drink, shouldn't you make the point to a brother like, look, if you buy
no,
me this drink,
no,
that don't mean
no.
we married.
No, because he's sending you that drink for a reason. He's saying, oh, baby girlfriend, you know, I'm sending you a drink, so I got your attention, like, for the rest of the night. No, I don't think so.
Okay, hold that thought. Call a 400, you wanted to say something. Hello?
Yo, you there?
Yeah, we here. You wanted to say something?
Oh, what's up, man? It's DJ Thump out of Las Vegas, man. What's going down?
What's going down, DJ Thump? Thank you so much for joining us. You know what I mean? We're up in here talking about our behaviors up in nightclub, and the ladies up in here riding on us. You know what I mean? Some brothers in here talking about they bought
hold on, dear sister. Let me holler at you, because I just tuned in, right? I work at a radio station out here, and we did a live remote club last night. Let me tell you about some stuff last night.
Go ahead.
Now, I feel personally, if I buy you a drink, sweetheart, I deserve 5-10 minutes of your time to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Why do you do that?
5-10 minutes. Hold on, ladies. Let the man make his point, please. Go right ahead, brother.
Man, let me tell you, I deserve at least 5-10 minutes of your time. Now, I ain't trying to take up your whole time all night, but if I feel like you caught my attention enough for me to go in my pocket and spend some money on you and me not knowing you, I deserve at least 5 or 10 minutes of conversation. Let me see where your intellect is. Now, I ain't expecting to be with you all night. I ain't going to just tailgate you all night. You feel me? I'm in and I'm out. If you're interested, I'm interested. Let's go. But if you go to a nightclub, you should go there with no expectations, only to have a good time for yourself. You know what I mean? You go in there and you're having a good time, have a good time. You meet a man, you meet a man. Whatever, but stop going with expectations.
Okay, true. Any of you ladies want to respond to that? I see 813 got her hand up. Let me let her up in the room. Hold on, 813. I'm trying to get you on up in here. 813, you wanted to respond to what DJ Thump had to say.
That's correct. I'm passion, and I was just going to say that, yeah, you're right. At least if you don't want to drink from a man, tell him up front, thanks, you know, I'm not interested or whatever.
Thanks, but no thanks,
and
right.
And if you do accept that drink, at least give them enough time to tell you who they are or, you know, exchange phone numbers or whatever they're trying to achieve, but it's still not an excuse, like you said, to just monopolize somebody. Unless you guys, you know, hit that type of jail where you guys are filling each other and that individual, you know, is okay with you being with them for the rest of the evening. But otherwise,
right.
I'm sorry?
Right, you got some males that go overboard. They buy you a drink and want to be there all night. And then you got a lot of females that go underboard. It's like, get a drink and run. Wait, you know, where you going? I just want to holler at you, you know what I mean? So it's both ways. So they take that. That slogan, you know, buy me a drink, you can't have me all night. Come on, man, I don't want you all night. I just want to get to know you. What's your name? How you doing? What's up with you?
Okay, hold on. We got another caller that wants to respond to that. Let me let him in. 481, you wanted to say something. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, it seems like buying a drink gets you a little bit of rent time. So the ladies are saying, at least leave the brother on 5-10 minutes, even if you're interested, if you want to, you know, enjoy that yak. But why don't you just whoop it down real quick, throw him in the glass and say, get on, you know, don't even go.
Okay, I'm for to start some controversy right now.
Room that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm for to start some controversy because every brother done had that woman who you bought her to drink, she just took it to the head and was like, okay, I'm out. I consider that to be real rude. Ain't nobody like DJ Thump said, we ain't trying to monopolize your time, but you can't just knock the yak back and want to disappear on a brother. You know what
right.
I mean?
Bro, I figure you got off cheap.
Okay, hold on. I got somebody here who wants to respond to that from the 310. 310-497, what's good? You wanted to respond?
Yeah, this is Big Ola, 310. You know, I have a question that I want to address to Passion, if that's her name. The question is could you rephrase yourself when you were explaining to me that everybody be looking for something when they go into a club, and just what is it that you be looking for when you into a club? This question is about Passion.
Okay,
Lady Passion, hit the one button so I can let you up in here, because that question was directed straight at you. Hold on, Lady Passion, go right ahead.
Okay, yes, what I was saying is that the nightclub scene is whatever you make it when you go in there. It's just nothing but a social arena. If you're in there looking for a wife, you need to seek that out. But if you come into contact with someone who's not interested in getting married, that's not going to work for you. Some men come in there, they just want a lady to take to bed that night. But every woman in there is not in there to go to bed with somebody. Me personally, when I go there, I go just to party. I don't want to be taken over. I don't want anybody talking to me about, you know, marriage or nothing like that. I'm just coming to dance, you know, and I usually come there and I'm with my girlfriends, and that's the reason I don't like my whole night to be monopolized, because that takes me away from the people I came with, which personally to me is rude, you know. So I don't mind, you know, kicking it with the gentleman, but allow me to be free to have the rest of my evening to do what I want to do or what I initially came in there to do.
Okay, hold that thought, Lady Passion. Caller 561, you wanted to say something. Go right ahead.
Well, this is loyalty again.
Yes, loyalty. Go right ahead.
You know, I can understand what Passion is saying, and I can also understand what 310 was speaking about as far as what that etiquette is, but I'm still stuck on the fact that when you receive a drink from a gentleman, why he feels that 5 and 10 minutes or the rest of your evening is due to him or to her.
Ha, you know what?
I'm still trying
I respect
to understand
that.
I even seen females buy, you know, gentlemen drinks, and then they want to take over them. So it's really a fair thing that's going on. I just need to understand where is the timetable set and how is somebody not going to be offended by going in their pocket, paying for a drink, and then not feeling like they have actually, you know, got their money's worth as far as conversation is concerned.
Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. Let me let 481 up in here. 481, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Reg. You know, it's amazing. A lot of times brothers are kind of shy, and they're really hiding behind their drink. They're looking for a place to park to. So, you know, you can't always assume that they're there to try to take you home and that type of thing, you know, because I've seen brothers sitting at a table with a bunch of ladies. And I think somebody said the brother takes you over. Now he's, you know, holding up space. Really, he's just hiding.
Okay, man, the switchboard is lighting up because they want to respond to that. Hold on. 310, you're back on, brother. You wanted to say something?
Yeah. 310, big hole in the house. I'm still here with you. You know, I ain't going nowhere. I love conversations like this anyway. Passion. Let me address something. You say that most females, when they come to a club, some of them want to dance, buy a drink. Club. My question is the thing that really, really bothers me is that, you know, if you got a man or you got a woman at home, okay, and you're in a nightclub fans, you know, for whatever reason that you're in there playing, what's the sense of one being dishonest with each other when, technically speaking, you're not in there to run a make on each other? But it seems nowadays, most nowadays when you go into a club, everybody's out to put the make on each other, you know? When do we stop putting that to the side and stop being just real and straight up front with one another?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give them a chance to respond to that. 400, you're on the air. Speak your piece. Hello? 400, you're on. Say your speech.
Hey, Tony, this is Reg for Men. I just want to tell 310 and anybody else that's on the radio, turn off the music if you have in the background. If you got a radio playing, a TV or something like that, it's giving us some feedback in the line. So try to have a quiet room behind you because we can hear all that. You might be out there doing curb service. We don't want no evidence.
Right on. Appreciate that. And also hit the number 1 so you can come in. 400, you on. You want to say something? Okay, I'll get back to you then. Let me let 813 speak your piece.
Okay, that's Passion again, and I believe the gentleman was talking to me. All I can say is I can't speak for everybody that comes in the club agenda. I can only speak for my own. I don't come in there to play games or run anything on anybody. I'm in there just for the fun of the nightclub, the party scene. And I'm honest, I'm the same person in there that I am outside of that place. And so I'm not running games on anybody, but I do understand what you're saying, that, yeah, that's a place where people are in there and know they have spouses at home and it's just somewhere to go after hours and look for someone to have what do you call those booty calls with. And all that is going on. I understand from being in the nightclub scene for so long that all of that does go on in there. But I can only speak for me. I'm straight up when I go in there. I'm honest. I just want to party. You might see me dancing all night, but that's the essence of me.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We got another caller. Caller 982. What's good?
Hi, I'm Lady B, and I agree with Passion. When I go to the club, I go with my girls. I'm not looking for anything. I'm not even looking for anybody to buy my drink. Basically, I'm there. I'll pay for my own. However, if a brother do come along and buy me a drink, I will allow him a few minutes to get to know who he is, what he's about. But I'm not going to tag along with him all night. I don't want him to sit at my table all night. You know, so I feel that if a brother got to come in there with those intentions that he's buying a drink and you yours this other night, he needs to keep his money in his pocket. However,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
I would, you know, I can buy drinks for myself and him too. You know what I mean? So I'm with
All
Passion
right.
on that one.
All right. Thank you. Hold on. We got another caller. 561, speak your piece.
This is Loyalty again. It's everybody in the room. It just seems to me that why is it such a hard thing just to accept a drink and let it just be accepting a drink and move on? It's like filling out a credit card application. I need to know your name. I need to know what you do. I need to find out all this about you over a drink. That's just like meeting somebody over a can of soup. You want to know everything about that person?
Okay, good point. Hold on. Your
drink
point
can just be fine.
All right, hold on, hold on. Caller 481, you wanted to respond to that. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Reg again. This whole show, this episode is about etiquette in the club. So, ladies, why don't you give a brother a clue? What would you a smooth move? You know, how do you come in, offer the drink, approach, leave, kind of. I know it's happened sometime if they're successful, even if you weren't looking for somebody. Sometime you find somebody. So how did that happen?
Okay, hold on to that thought. Reg, put it out there.
Yeah.
689,
okay,
speak your piece.
Joy.
Go ahead, Lady Joy, speak your piece.
Okay. For one thing, a guy, they be in a club and they figure, hey, I'll buy a girlfriend a drink or something like that and I can take her home for the night. It's not even about that, come correct. Because a lot of times we can buy our own drinks. We don't need for guys to bring our drink, buy our drinks and stuff like that. And we can work our own.
So what's correct?
Don't think because you come at us like, hey baby girl, I got this. Okay, well I got this too, and I got mine, and I got yours, and a couple others. So what?
All right, hold on. Now, ladies, I don't let y'all speak your piece, but you see, you can't throw it all on us because, let's be honest, there's some women who come to nightclubs with ulterior motives to be sitting up because I've heard these conversations plenty of times to find that sucker for the night and drink his liquor up and keep it moving. So it does happen.
Wait a minute. Why he got to be a sucker?
look at you. Oh, he ain't a sucker.
He's a sucker on his own.
Okay. Okay, hold that thought.
I'm holding. What?
561, speak your piece.
Okay, like you said, why does he have to be a sucker? He doesn't have to be a sucker.
Thank you.
Okay.
He is a sucker, ladies. Is he buying drinks and y'all?
Hold on. He does not have to buy
drinks. Thank you very much.
Right. So, if a man is sitting across the bar and you already have a drink and he comes up with this bright idea to send you another drink, that gentleman just came up with something that's new in the game. Okay, for
thank
the
you.
Night. Okay, that's
they already
important.
Got it going on.
Okay, they already have a plan when they sent you that drink in the first place of how much time they actually feel that drink is worth.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to let a fella back up in here. Hold on. Call 982. Speak your piece.
This is Lady V again, and I'm with the ladies on that, Why do it have to be ulterior motive to a drink, because most women nowadays, we can buy our own drinks and yours and a couple others, like she said. So if you're going to come in there, and if you're going to buy a drink and you study sending drinks, and they say it ain't tricking if you got it. So that's his ulterior motive. That's what he want to do. You know what they say? They say players do what they want to, suckers do what they can. So evidently he has to be a player and do it that way. So if he got that ulterior motive to come in there buying drinks and think he's going to get something, take somebody. Hey. Real ladies don't roll like that. Me, myself, and some of these ladies are talking. We ain't going to bed for no drink. It's not happening for our uncle.
Thank you.
But hold on.
Thank
how do you
no.
know? How do you know a brother wants to take a woman to the bed that night? Sometimes a brother's just being social, and the defense mechanisms of most women are flying so high that if we are in a social environment, which a nightclub is, it is up to everybody in there to be sociable. Whether you're married or not, you are in a social environment. You can even say, well, brother, I'm going to take this drink if you're being kind, but I already have somebody. You understand what I'm saying? But some women and men do this because, I fly from both sides of the fence to think how things go down, that they take that drink and they take another and another and another. Obviously, if somebody's standing there buying you 4, 5, 6, 7 drinks, he intends to more than just have a 5-minute conversation. He's trying to get to know you. Why would the said brother get led on like that? Hold on. Let me let somebody else up in here to speak their piece. 501, speak your piece.
Yeah, this is AJ. How you folks doing? It's pretty interesting conversation I'm hearing here, and I just want to make a comment. In my opinion, it seems like a whole lot of people just coming into the club with a whole lot of unrealistic expectations. I mean, you know, in my case, when I go to the club, I'm going out to have a good time. I mean, sure, I like to mingle and meet a female and stuff, but before I jump in and, you know, want to start buying drinks or taking pictures or buying her roses, you know, I'm going to see if she want to dance a few dances with me. We going to stand around and conversate, get to know one another, and if that seems to be working, then, you know, if I'm a drink, she going to drink, you know what I'm saying? But my first approach ain't just to walk up to a lady, hey, I'm AJ, woo, 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 let me buy you a drink, because that can lead to disappointment, man, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think if everybody just relax, keep things in perspective, a whole lot of people won't be having all these frustrations, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I like how you put that, AJ. Hold on, brother, hold that thought. Lady Joy, go right ahead.
Okay, you know what? Like I said before, you know, guys come at you all kind of ways. I've been in the entertainment business for a long time.
That's his friend. It was both of them.
Say what now?
Oh, no, no.
Say what?
No, no, no. He wasn't responding. Go right ahead, Lady Joy.
Okay. You know, and I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time, and I've had guys come at me in all kind of ways. Okay, and a lot of them think, you know, because they buy you a drink or they own you for the night. It's not that kind of party. Because a lot of women out here, we can buy our own drinks. And somebody see you from afar, from the other side of the room, they want to buy you a drink. Okay, fine. Okay, but that doesn't mean that you own me home buckets. You know,
okay.
I can do my own thing.
Hold on, Lady Joy. Let me let 310-497 up in here. He looked
work,
like he got
work
something.
Work it out, home bucket. Work it out. Work it.
310-50 in the house. Good. Let me emphasize something. Why is it that both men and women, we feel that though that whenever the man steps in, whether or not she's the female, why is it that to set the ball in motion? Why is it that mostly typical women feel that it's always the man's initiative to buy her the drink? You know, why is it that the woman just cares?
It's not even that. The guy comes at you with, like, baby, let me buy you a drink.
You know, okay. Let me finish this. Wouldn't it be nice from time to time that both the man and the woman can walk in the bar and sit down and have a friendly conversation such as we're having right now? But I happen to feel like that you have the hour to put the makeup on the one and then size another individual up just to see whether or not that's qualified enough to buy you a drink.
Okay, hold that thought, brother.
Bring it,
let's, bro. 982, let's call a 982 up in the room because he had his hand up for a while. Let's see what they got to say. Hold on, 982.
This is Lady Vicious again, and I'm responding to AJ. I like what he said. His whole mentality is correct. You know, if you go in there with no expectation, just going to have a good time to be social, then it is what it is. A lady can buy a man a drink. A man can buy a lady a drink, and there should be no attachment. I mean, nobody owns anybody. Nobody has got to be dedicated to anybody behind a drink. I mean, it's just a drink.
I respect
so,
that.
I mean,
I respect
and
that.
It should go back to being old school. Men are gentlemen. They see a lady they interested in, want to buy a drink, then that's okay. And same thing, be courteous, and you can be polite, but it's just the intentions of the person that's buying the drink or the intentions of the person that's in the club, period. It doesn't matter what they spend or what they buy. It's just about what you feel about
okay.
that person, if you want to hook up with them or not.
That's beautiful. 813 wanted to respond to that. 813, we're going to let you up in the room so you can say what you need to say.
I'm Passion, and I was just going to say I agree with her as well as I agree with AJ, that, yeah, everybody is in there, and we should, above all, have respect and courtesy for one another, and the idea of just it's just a big party when I go in there. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not looking down on any females, males, or, you know, but you get people, they come in there with all their habits and wanting to be snooty, wanting to be, you know, mean to men, just the whole shebangy going on. But it's to me, it's just a big party. Otherwise, why do you come if you don't come to dance and drink and laugh and talk? Mm-hmm. You know, so, no, and I agree that it should not be any expectation. If a man wants to get with a woman, come up to her, talk to her, hey, how you doing? Would you like to dance? Since that is the reason we're in there in the first place. And have the dance. They come back from dancing. If they're hot, they want to have a drink, share a drink, whatever. Talk a little bit, get familiar. If it seems like, you know, you guys are both gelling, then go with it. If you get any kind of hesitation that one of the parties is not feeling the situation, politely excuse yourself and, you know, keep mingling throughout the party.
Okay, okay. On that note, that's a wonderful thought. What we're going to do is right here is let Dr. Mandrake up in the room so he can speak his piece. Dr. Mandrake, what's good, brother?
Well, first of all, the party and the drinking and everything sounds great. And I wish I was partying right now, but I have to look up in the sky and look at the stars.
Oh, well, tell them what's going on with the stars, brother.
What's happening with the stars is, first of all, Aries, sharp interruption in your plans today, all Aries. But those interruptions can be overcame. Taurus, you may have to obey or defy authority to get things done. In other words, someone may try to come up to you and stop you from doing what you're doing just simply by throwing their weight around. Okay, the way to overcome that is just simply be quiet, let them pass, and then do what you're going to do anyway. Gemini, you feel betrayed. You may feel betrayed today or all this week. Become active and assert yourself to the point where this betrayal will not bother you. Cancer, all the cancers out there, someone is trying to take advantage of your lack of information. So you must stand up for yourself. Even if you don't know the information, you still want to stand up for yourself because this person is trying to belittle you. Leos, you will have to take matters into your own hands this entire week. Be sure you exhaust all of your possible resources. Sit back and think about all of the resources that you have and then go for it. Virgo, you are affected by forces outside of your control. The best thing to do in that situation is to just sit back and let the forces go by because there's nothing you can do anyway. Libras, you must bend over backwards to forgive others that you are angry with. You may be angry with someone. Let it go. Let the anger go because it will eat you up inside. Scorpio, band together with others to get your problem solved. Sagittarius, you need to understand who is really in charge, which is you. You are the person that's in charge in any situation that you're in. You may face an illusion today or this week where which it looks like someone else is in charge, but it's really you. Capricorns, misfortune may seem to come from nowhere. You are challenged to learn more. That's all that means. It doesn't necessarily mean that the misfortune is going to continue to go and continue to knock you down. You can get through it simply by learning more about the situation. Aquarius, it's time to have patience. Patience will set you free from any problem that you might have. And the Pisces, you feel that someone is taking advantage of your weakness, okay? Someone is always trying to take advantage of your weakness. The thing to do is to ignore that person and keep on the focus, on the track that you're on and go forward. That's the zodiac signs for today for everyone. Now, let me address this issue about the drink in the club just for a moment from my standpoint. As far as the drink in the club, it seems to me that the drink is a symbolic representation of a door, okay? And the person asking to buy you a drink is sometimes knocking on the door, trying to find out if you're going to let him in or not. The etiquette I see to do against this drink situation or with this drink situation is to simply let the person know up front, just like you would do at a person's door, let the person know up front what you're at the club about, what you're at the club for, okay? Because once you do that, then you can see his reaction or her reaction, because there are times when males or men may ask a woman for a drink. Has anybody addressed that? Can you hear me out there, Big Tony?
I can hear you, Dr. Mandrake. I was just letting you do your thing because it got really deep up in there for a moment, brother. But what we're going to do is we're going to let a few people respond to that. Hold on, hold on, hold on. 290. Hold on, I'm trying to let 290 up in the room. 290, you're on with us. What you got to say?
I don't think that there's nothing wrong with buying a guy a drink if he's bought me one first. And I also had another question for Dr. Mandrake. I'm sitting here with a few lady friends, and one is a Libra. Is there anything, any advice you can give her on her love life?
Well, hold on. Let me let Dr. Mandrake back in. Dr. Mandrake,
okay.
that question was directed at you.
Oh, okay. I got knocked off just for a moment. Okay, go ahead. Ask the question again. I didn't hear the whole thing.
I have a friend who's sitting with me who is a Libra, and is there any advice you can give her? Is there a soulmate coming into her life? I mean, she just met somebody who happens to be the same sign, and she hasn't been looking. He fell out of the sky. Is this a good thing or what?
Yes, it is a good thing for a Libra. Okay, there are only certain signs that can match with other signs, with the same sign, I should say, and Libra is one of them. Yes, if the person is the same sign, that means that they're moving in the same direction and will ultimately be talking about the same thing when it comes to work and career. Okay, so yes, that is a very good thing, the person that she met. But also I want to say directly to that person, that particular person that I'm feeling the energy of, is that this person that you've met has a past situation with himself where he has to get over it, and he's going to have help. And I have a feeling that she's going to help him with it. Now, she must be strong enough, or maybe I should say not strong enough, but attentive enough and into him enough to the point that she can help him get over it. But once she gets over that, it's all good. Everything is good. So, yeah, it's a good thing for two Libras to be together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I hope Dr. Mandrake was helpful. And on
that
note, we're
really
going to take
helpful.
A short. All right, we're going to take a short break.
Mm-hmm. Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the tone, got you feeling grown. Gonna do what you've been feeling deep inside.
more shots, you open up like a book. I ain't tripping. Shawty, I ain't tripping. I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shawty, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shawty got drunk, thought it all was a dream, so I made her say.
Passion, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let me see. We got K. Diddy on the line as well. And 501, you're on the line. What's up, folks?
Oh, yeah, this is AJ again. Yeah, this is a real interesting conversation. But I just want to make another comment. It's like, it seems like a whole lot of people are having a whole lot of issues with this drink thing in the clubs and everything. And catching some real resentments about it. But I would suggest the people that's out there that have a problem with buying these drinks for, you know, man or woman, check your motives, man. I mean, for lack of a better word, I'm gonna say if you go into this something and you got some scandalous motives behind the action and it don't work out for you, then that's when you're gonna catch resentment, man. But I mean, just everybody try to relax, and when you go to the club, just keep it in perspective, you know, what you gonna be there for 6
Sorry.
Oh, that ain't being a player, man. In my opinion, a real player just step to a woman and let her know, look, you look fine. I'm trying to take you home tonight. Cut straight to the chase. Might save yourself a whole lot of disappointment. That's all I got to say.
I wholeheartedly.
Go ahead and speak up. I'm going to open up the mic. I'm going to let everybody get a word in. You're going to have to just jump in and say who you are and kind of...
I got a question. This is K. Diddy. I'm going to put this out there to all the ladies. In a nightclub scenario, in a nightclub situation, if a man walked in and wanted to talk to him... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I want to know in a club, what could a man say to you ladies that you haven't heard before?
Well, you know what, being that this is 2000 and such, it's not a lot that we ain't heard before, okay? So what you got to say, you got to come up with something new, because it's like what you got to say, we've heard it, been there, done that, what?
So how do you discern whether a brother's legit or not?
Well, it depends. It depends. It's how he comes at you. It's like, baby girl, you know, I like how you look, you know, whatever. You know, it's a lot of different things now.
Man.
Hello?
You got something to say?
Anybody there?
797, you got something to say? All right. Who we got? Hey, Diddy, it's on you. Lady Joy?
I'm here.
It's that's
I know.
I've been there, done that, heard it all.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I know Joy. I know Jordan, heard it all.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta come something new with me. Okay, so I've been there, done that, heard it all, and it was like, baby girl, I can do my own thing. Okay, I don't need you.
This
so,
is passion, and I was just gonna say, yeah, I think Joy is right. We have to look at the age of us as individuals. Most of us are
right.
not in our 20s. When you're in your 20s, you're going into life in that curiosity and discovery phase. Once you get into your 40s, tells you how old I am, then you've seen and heard it all. So if you're looking for anything, you're looking for somebody to come to you and bring honesty and let that be the thing to whether or not you guys can have a conversation beyond hello. And if that works out well, then you continue on with that and build from that. If it doesn't, then you, like I said, you accept that this is nothing but a social activity for the night, and you move on and keep seeking.
Exactly.
5-6-1 in line. What's up? 5-6-1 in your line. You got something to add?
Bring it.
Renee.
5-6-1?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Put your mouth closer to the phone. I'm trying to hear you.
Okay. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
We got you.
We're good.
Okay, to say it's all good about the drink, and I'm glad the focus has been about the drink, but there are other things that we need to be also talking about while we're having this. Like, why 9 times out of 10 are all the men standing around in the clubs and the women are the ones that are dancing together? That's another thing to look at. Then you're looking at women that are dancing together.
Don't blame that on the fellas.
Okay, but wait a minute.
We're
not blaming anything on you guys.
Okay, we got this.
But we're just saying the fact that, you know, the drink is an introduction to, hopefully, between a male and a female. That's the introduction. The introduction should also lead into maybe some conversation and maybe some dancing. Instead of the whole night or the majority of the night, the gentleman standing behind or against the walls and all the activity that's going on is between females. That's not why I go out to a club. And if the drink is going to be the introduction, then maybe the drink should be the focus. Thank you. Thank you.
497, you're on the line. What do you say? 497, sound like you're wrestling with a polar bear. Take you later.
This your boy, Pretty Tone, man, and I've been just listening for a moment, and the fellas ain't really stepping to the plate. Ladies, you know what I mean, the social environment, I got to ask the ladies a question, because long before a brother approaches the ladies, their eyes already picked out who's cool, who's not cool, who they would take a drink from, and who they would not take a drink from. So it's not all on the fellas. Everybody has whatever reasons they go to a nightclub, and you know what I mean? What we on here discussing is how to conduct ourselves in there, because let's be real. We all seen that drunk bro. Let me start say broad for Joy slap me in the head. I've always seen the drunk lady.
Yeah, you know I will.
Yes, you will. You know what I mean? We've all seen that drunk lady in the club who was not conducting herself as a lady. So this is not all on the fellas. Women and men sometimes act inappropriately in clubs. And on the issue of brothers standing on one side of the room and trying the women are the one doing the dancing, because if you're there with your girls, you know what I mean, and a brother come over, a lot of y'all try to play a brother when he come over and ask, don't you see me dancing with my girls? That's why brothers stand there and be thinking, should I, shouldn't I? You know what I mean? So, ladies, I leave that up to you. Who wants to respond to that? Go ahead. Hold on. I think 382 trying to get up in the room. Let 382 up in the room. They've had their hand on there for a while. 382, you're on.
Who's 382?
You.
Armand?
Bring it.
Yeah, I basically agree with what he said. You know, basically, you know, it's basically about you just being yourself. And it's not about, like, I think Joy, I don't know the woman's name, but she was saying that she's unheard all of that, and you got to come with something new. It's not about coming with something new. It's just about being yourself and just acting like you got some sense, you know what I'm saying? And if a woman's failing you, she's failing you. If she's not, she's not. But it's not about games, you know what I mean? So.
Well, you know what?
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You know what? I got a lot to say about the ladies up in the club because I've been in the entertainment business for a long time. And, you know, I love my girls and all that, but, you know, we a lot of times we up in there to get what we can get.
Thank you. I was waiting for some woman to step up and say that there are women up in the club.
I said that. We, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's a single woman up in there, and, you know, we can get what we can get, okay? So I'm saying it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
you know,
we all got to claim what our ish is when we up in the nightclub. Everybody,
exactly.
Everybody goes up in a nightclub for varying reasons. You can't just generalize.
Yeah, everybody
women,
got their own reasons for going up in the club. So it's like, who can I bring home tonight? Okay,
and it's not everybody that's thinking that. Some women are just there to have a drink, dance, and go home to their husbands. You have dudes
mm-hmm.
who just want to dance, and he wants to buy a drink or two, and he gets shot down before he can even say a word. And he's just trying to be a gentleman, you know what I mean? So it's both our
right.
faults, you know what I mean? But women are quicker, brothers, because, you know, we tend to hold things on the inside. But, you know, Pretty Tony don't care. Women
yeah,
are quick
well,
to throw
Pretty
it up
Tony
in our face.
It's not always about the women that's trying to bring home somebody. A lot
no,
of times
it's not.
The guys
but there are women.
Move.
Joy, can I ask you a question? You ain't
what?
Never had a home girl who said, yeah, I'm looking for something to take home tonight.
Yeah, every now and then. But it's not always the woman that's trying to bring home somebody.
Oh, no. It's both sides. Men go up in there, like you say, the hell you up
mm-hmm.
in a nightclub looking for love for? But hold on. We're going to let a couple other people in here.
Yeah,
let 481 up in the room. 481, come on up in the room. You wanted to say something. Hold on. Where my switchboard technician
bring
at?
Bring it, because I'm ready for it. I'm bringing it. Bring it.
Yeah, okay, listen. If you paint the picture, this is red. You know, you
yeah.
paint a picture like you're just at the club hanging with your girls, some cat buys you a drink, then he wants to sit there and park all night. If you're not looking for love, if you're not looking for a husband, if you're just out to have a good time, why not just have a good time with the first cat, come up, nice conversation, buy you a drink, hang out with him for a minute and find out what he's about. It's not about parking. It's about exploring and finding out who this person is. Casually, you know, like you say, sometimes you're just out. Your spouse might be home, you want to dance. It doesn't mean you're out for a date. You just want somebody to spend some time with, like Tony said.
Okay. And your point? And your point is?
My point is the ladies were complaining about people parking, a brother trying to park all night for a drink. But then you make it sound like everyone's out there trying to be a predator. You know what? Am I still on?
Yes, you're
I'm still
on.
Okay, look. First of all, I mean, nobody should be in a club, I mean, looking for love. I mean, there's various places you can find, a potential relationship.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm not going to be in a club looking for a wife. I'm not in a club looking for love. And number two, somebody told me they go into a club, you know, because they just want a night out and they're married. You shouldn't be up in the club anyway if you're married. It happens sometimes. I mean, it depends on the type of relationship you have with your spouse, and that's fine. But, I mean, as far as looking for love or trying to, you know, that's not the place to look for a partner anyway. Because a lot of times if you do hook up, then once you take it to the next level and you get married and so forth, then you're going to want to change that person and be like, why you still got your ass in the club? But that's where you met me, and you knew how I was.
Exactly.
You know?
And you knew when you came to me, this is how I was. So now you
exactly.
want to get married and stuff, and you want to change me?
Exactly. You know, you met her, and she
uh-huh.
was all, and she was grinding on the floor and acting crazy.
Exactly. I was doing all that there, so now you want to change all that? I don't think so, home bucket.
I feel
this is passion, and I'd like to say something about that. I think
passion.
Right here is the problem. How we are defining what the nightclub represents. There's nothing wrong with going out and dancing.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's how you carry yourself when you're there. If you're not,
exactly.
If you're married and you're grinding on some other man, that's inappropriate, and you're going to do there whether you're at the nightclub or not. So don't blame the nightclub. The nightclub is just the social atmosphere so we can get outside of our own humdrum everyday lives and be able to mix and mingle with people. Some of us work in places where we never even get to see other sexes, people our own ages, whatever. So we go there as a social arena to be able to mix and mingle. It's bringing all this other agenda into it that is giving the nightclub scene a bad name. Just go in there as adults and dance and drink. That's what that business is conducting there. Anything else you brought into that?
And that's fine, but I'm not. And I wasn't giving it a bad name. All I was saying is that looking for love. That you probably don't want to go to the club to look for love. That's all I was saying. Nothing wrong with it.
No, you don't want to do
love
that.
Love is where you find it.
Oh,
whether that's a beautiful Hallmark card.
You might be in the produce store.
That's a beautiful Hallmark card. But I'm just saying, it's not. Okay.
You meet them everywhere.
You can. God is good. You can find it anywhere. But all I'm saying
exactly.
is, I mean, the odds are, you know, you just, you know.
Live and let live.
Okay, yeah.
Believe it. You can find love in a club just like you can find in the library and the supermarket.
You can find it anywhere. That was the point.
Okay. Right. So just go there to enjoy yourself. If you meet someone and you guys have a good connection and you can take it outside the club, it may be love.
Yeah, or love.
I didn't say that night. What's wrong with that? It might be for that night, but, you know. I'm not suggesting you have to go home with everybody you meet in there, but you can meet good people in a nightclub.
You can meet good people anyway.